It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunja Hade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and Twin City Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. On today's show, our sacred animal section of the show, Wendy Pilot is going to be telling us about wolves today. Wendy will be talking about the rescue in the Carolinas after a deviation of the Hurricane Florence and how one man volunteered at a shelter and takes naps with cats. And then we're going to have James Cross giving us a big update on some exciting news, hopefully, for the walls of Forgotten Native, at the Wall of Forgotten Natives. And also, James is a founder of Natives Against Heroin. And we also have my Choka here with What Does My Elder Think? And he's going to bring in us updated information on what's news happenings in the Ho-Chunk and Native Turtle Island here. So let's start the show. For each show we discuss on Native Roots Radio, what is important to us. We talk about our sacred animals, native lands, and how their natural resources are in danger. We speak against pipelines that go through our native and treaty lands. We put out tobacco for our relatives that are suffering from the alcohol and drug problem. We support all language warriors that are preserving our language and way of life. We pray for our relatives that have gone through the Indian residential schools. To our missing and murdered Native women, you are not forgotten. My blood is as ancient as the earth I stand upon. I pre-exist America. This show is dedicated to all those who give back and fight back for our people. We are the resistance. We are awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Neighborhood Cafe, good food and good friends, and also by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Hey, we are all members of the sacred hoop of life, along with the trees and rocks, the coyotes and the eagles and the fish and the toads. Each fulfills its purpose. They each perform their given task in the sacred hoop, and we have 1, 2. That's quoted from the Wolf Song. I want to bring on Wendy Pilot, my groovy and awesome wife, and she's a Minnesota State Council member for the Humane Society of the United States, and she works on animal issues at the state level. Please tell us your name, Wendy.
Hi, everyone. My name is Hanaji Hihani. It means cares for them, and I was given that name by my Dega here, Curtis, and I thank him every week, so thank you. Curtis.
He named me too.
Yeah, so today I have some good news, I have bad news, and then I have good news again. So,
roller coaster.
It is a roller coaster. It really is. So, you know, the good news is that the Humane Society of the United States has an animal rescue team. And what they did was before the Hurricane Florence hit the Carolinas, my New York accent was coming out there for a minute. It's
put a couple R's in there.
I was,
extra
but
R's.
We got to get rid of the R's. Anyway, their rescue team went to the Carolinas before the hurricane even hit. And what they were doing was they were working with other shelters to try to get the dogs that were already in shelters moved out of there. So when the hurricane did hit, they could put displaced animals in those shelters. So they worked with shelters in Maryland, Tennessee, New Jersey, parts of Virginia, Michigan, and other locations. So that's the really good news, that they were there and they were able to get these dogs that were already in the shelters elsewhere, so that the dogs that and cats who are displaced could have a place to go. The bad news is that, you know, there were lots and lots of people who took their pets with them when they evacuated, but there were lots and lots of people who didn't. And this is something that I cannot wrap my head around. My brain doesn't comprehend this, but thousands of dogs were left behind. So people knew the hurricane was coming. They were able to prepare, right? Gas up their car, put boards on their windows, and they all got ready, and they left their dog to fend for itself.
Caged up or in a kennel?
Well, there were lots of different images that I was inundated with, because I'm friends with lots of animal people on Facebook, right? So image after image, there were dogs that were chained down, like, around a tree. The water went up over his head. He drowned. Video after video, pets being rescued. You know, a dog on top of a car, and the water creeping up to the roof of the car. And the dog is wagging its tail because he sees these rescue, you know, the rescue small boat coming to get him, and he can't believe it. He's so happy. You know, there was an image of a cat that was clinging to the side of a house with the water coming up. You know, his nose is just out of the water. And dogs left outside in their kennels, and then the rescue workers walking up knee-deep in water up to these dogs that were in the outside kennels, where these dogs are jumping up, you know, and so happy to see the rescue workers. So this is something I don't understand, why people just left their pets there. You know, somebody else has to risk their life to go get these dogs. And I just will never, and it happens hurricane after hurricane, mm-hmm. every natural disaster. These hurricanes are, you know, pretty much planned. You know when they're going to hit. You kind of know what they're going to do. The other thing that people never talk about is the 3.4 million chickens and turkeys who were left in these factory farm buildings, and 5,500 pigs. So these animals were just left in these big factory farm buildings with the doors shut, and they had no way to escape, and that many animals just drowned. They died. You know, a lot of people say, why didn't the factory farms open up the, you know, doors so the animals could find a place to go? But they don't want that to happen.
Well, also, too, in the same thought, we have all those pig farms that have all the toxic waste. Yep. In, I can't remember what they call it, but it's just basically a big pit.
Yep, a big pit with feces and manure, and the flood waters came, and really, it's very toxic. So anyway, that's the bad news. Now I have some more good news, and I only have a few minutes left, so I have to talk about this really fast. So there's the cutest story that I've ever seen in my life. It was about this 75-year-old man in Wisconsin, and he just decided one day that he was going to go to the Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary and brush cats. So he just walked in there one day and started brushing the cats. Now, this is a cage-free shelter, so all the cats just walk around freely. There's couches and chairs all over the shelter, where people can just sit with the cats and, you know, do whatever. So this man, Terry Lorman, he's 75 years old, just decided to walk into the shelter. It's in Green Bay. And he just, every day he came in and he would start petting and brushing the cats. And then he would just kind of sit on the couch, and the cats would kind of come up and cuddle him, and then this guy would nap every day. So he would come to the shelter every day. For about 3 hours, he'd, you know, pet and brush the cats, and then he would take a little snooze on the couches that were in the sanctuary, and the cats would come and cuddle with him. And I have a couple of pictures here. I'll put it up on our Facebook page, Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake. I was just going to bring them up there, because you have to, there's a couple of cute ones. If you're watching us on Facebook, I don't know if I could walk over here.
Watch your
here.
head.
Yeah, I'm going to take my headset off in just a second.
You're going to have
talk for a second.
You're going to have Hunter, our engineer here freak out if you pull that out of the wall.
I know. So just take a look. He's the cutest man. He's 75 years old. And there's picture after picture of him lying down and sitting down on these different couches, and the cats are like laying all over him. So the people who ran this shelter was like, who is this guy who comes in every day? You know, we need to make him an official volunteer. So they made him fill out all the paperwork and all, you know, everything that he needs to do. So now he's an official, volunteer for this animal sanctuary that's for cats. And most of these cats are unadoptable. They're there for life because they have different things going on with them. But I just thought that that was a really cute little story. And after all the bad news and the images constantly in my head of, you know, bad things that are happening to animals, sometimes it's really nice for me to be able to read a heartwarming story. So maybe it'll, you know, help people, and they may think about going to the shelter and start brushing cats and sitting with them. So,
well, exactly. You know, and we love our relatives with hoofs and tails. Thank you so much for this very important update. We need to keep our relatives in the forefront. We love our animals. Uncle Curtis loves Lucky.
Yes.
Lucky's my baby.
And I know that if anything happened and you had to evacuate your house, I know that you would take Lucky with you.
Lucky'd be the first one.
And I know that if you couldn't take Lucky, you would stay with Lucky.
I would stay with Lucky.
I know. I feel the same way about our
baby. That's my baby.
Yeah, I just don't understand why other people don't feel that same way. So
there's a lot of different circumstances. I know the water came up fast, but
yes,
for the most part, I understand exactly what
they
you're
saying.
They
knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Right, right. Okay, Peeny Geegee again, Wendy. You're listening to Native Roots Radio, and we'll be back with James Cross with updates on the wall.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States. And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
The Neighborhood Cafe is a locally owned and operated business and proud sponsor of I'm Awake. Enjoy a great happy hour Tuesday through Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. with specials on food and drinks. The Neighborhood Cafe serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all made from scratch daily. Located next to O'Gara's in St. Paul off Snelling and Selby, stop in and try one of their specialty sandwiches or delicious burgers paired with a local craft beer. More at theneighborhoodcafe.com.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Native-owned Meg Mechanical is your local heating, ventilation, and air conditioning professional. Meg has the experience needed to diagnose and repair your heating and air conditioning systems. Whether repair or complete mechanical design, we do it all. No job is too big or too small. Meg Mechanical has completed projects as large as U.S. Bank Stadium and will provide the same great service in your home. Visit magmechanical.com or call 612-655-5339. Please remember Mag Mechanical when you have HVAC needs. Mention this ad to receive 1 hour of free service.
B Resale, clothing, thrift, and consignment store located at 2613 Nicollet Avenue, Minneapolis. B Resale, where casual, secondhand men and women's clothes are bought, sold, and traded at this easygoing shop. B Resale, find jewelry, sunglasses, shoes, hats, purses, pants, shirts, and more. B Resale, where you can find Native Roots Radio I'm Awake swag. B Resale, that's a small B, period.
When we go out to browse for books and grab something to eat, Moon Palace Books is where we go.
This unique bookstore is located at 3032 Minnehaha Avenue in Minneapolis, just minutes from St. Paul.
A great place to find one-of-a-kind books, cards, and great gifts.
Geek Love Cafe at Moon Palace Books has cold-pressed coffee, pizza, salads,
local, organic, fair trade, vegan, carnivore options,
beer and wine,
community performance room,
great parking.
What are we waiting for? Let's go to
Moon Palace Books, 3032 Minnehaha Avenue, Minneapolis.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice. The Bean Factory, just Steve's, roasting beans one day at a time, 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul, and B-Resale, vintage and consignment, 2613 Nicollet Avenue, Minneapolis.
And you can get our cool shirts at B-Resale. They're there.
That's right. We have the I'm Awake t-shirts there and the Resist t-shirts.
Right. And maybe next one will be, I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to come up with a...
It's a surprise.
It's a wow. So, hey, we want to welcome James Cross of Natives Against Heroin, and he's going to be speaking. There's updates happening every minute on the Wall of Forgotten Natives, and we're really happy that he could... I know there's a lot of news... breaking news happening, and we're happy to have James on here. Peeny Gee, for being on here, James. Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Oh, me glitch. Who's you, my relatives? How you guys doing today?
Good, good. Peeny Gee, for all you do, not only with the Wall of Forgotten Natives, but also the group Native Against Heroin. We bring you up every week and give you a shout-out because we see what you do for our people. And we really
appreciate it's just
that.
You know, it's an honor to have you guys speak on us every night and really see the grassroots really work. Just like a radio show, keep it real, keep it raw, and keep the great Native news going in a good way.
Oh, can you give us an update? Because we just had, as we were driving out here, an update on the Wall. Fry made an announcement about a new location.
That's going to be a new location where the Red Lake Reservation wanted to build their structure of housing, which would be a lot of wraparound services. But now that they see that the need is great today for the Wall of Natives, Wall of Forgotten Natives, they stepped up and now 11 tribes are behind them. So we just have to get the urban people and the council and everybody else behind them. I know Natives Against Heroin is behind them. I know Sam... bring me a walk around the site today, and it's a big area, and it's really what we need. It'll be Native led, which is always awesome. Mm-hmm. So that we can do what we want and do what we need for our people.
So is they're tearing three buildings down, is that true?
Yeah, they're gonna tear three buildings down because they're old. Mm-hmm. And I think building new and putting stuff in up to where it's water running water, other necessary things for our relatives to really take care of themselves so they get more motivated and feel like it's a home place will be awesome.
Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, so they're talking about possibly a month before people can be moved over there. And what are we moving them over there and with more tents or what kind of facility or structures are going to be over there for them?
We'll probably have some tents over there. Definitely that. I think they're looking at different options as a structure because of the needs of like washing, cooking, and emergency, for the rain and, Minnesota's famous blizzards. So I think, it's still in conversation. We'll be at the table with everybody tomorrow to discuss and see what's the, how it looks and have a voice there.
So is this a thing that our people are going to be there when it's cold? I mean, what kind of shelter?
I mean, it's going to take a little longer, but it's going to be a lot faster than what the city or Hennepin County is trying to do. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a plus for our people. And, as we're survivors, so as long as we have the necessary equipment out there for our people at the wall, I think that we're going to survive and make sure we get over there.
Ooh. So, James, can you just take us through a normal day for you when you're out there? I know you're out there all the time. I see your live updates, and you get there. Tell us a normal day.
I probably get there about 8 o'clock, take a walk, see what's going on, and then we have to wait, and we go get the coffee, we go get the cigarettes, we go get the donuts, and, you know, wake our people up in a good way. Then we continue to walk. We continue to do that walk, make sure we're looking, seeing, looking who's out there doing good or look who's out there doing bad. And then we hold them accountable and tell them to leave the area or go somewhere else. I mean, it's every day just making sure it's safe for the people. It's a consistent watch because you want to keep walking because if you're on the other side, people think they can get away with stuff. So it's always Native Skintarian walking up and down that sidewalk and making sure that we're seen and that people know that we're out there.
We're here with James Cross from Natives Against Heroin, and he's working diligently for our people at the Wall of Forgotten Natives, which have almost over 300 people there, and we have hundreds of tents. I mean,
we got 153 tents. Yeah, we got 153 tents of counts today. So we're averaging about 3 people in a tent. So that, you know, you put that math together, that's average, you know, probably 4 something. Yeah.
Wow, we're up to 400 now every week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry I interrupted you. So you're walking around, seeing what people's needs are, and then during that day in the process, people come there and help feed our people.
Correct, and we have to direct them because a lot of people think, you know, they can just drop off stuff or they can hand it out, and you know, you have to go with how our tradition is with the elders, with the kids, with the families first, you know, and keep them you know, in line and having our traditions followed because that's how we were raised, huh?
Yep.
Uh-oh. So people come through all day and they, you know, we have to see what they're bringing because we have to make sure the food is good and we have to make sure the clothing and everything is good before we hand it out. So it's really just having the donation tent out there, monitor what's coming in and making sure that what's left over we can throw away in the morning so there ain't no spoiled food or anything that people will eat.
And when you say...
know, but also keep...
And when you say we're talking about your crew of the Natives Against Heroin's out there all the time facilitating this.
Oh, definitely. I mean, without the crew, man, just imagine what would be happening out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Today it's safe. I mean, today a lot of people come there because it's safe, you know, and as we are, we're Ogeechee Dogs Clay, and we get in hella mixes and make sure that, you know, we know there's going to be little fights, but we don't have to let it escalate. We have to de-escalate it and to make sure that, you know, no one gets hurt, and then we walk them the different ways or, you know, make sure that everything's okay by the time that we leave that site and move on to another area of the tent.
Oh, so we're going to take a quick commercial break here, and then we're going to be back with James Cross with Natives Against Heroin and also information, updated information on what's happening with the Wall of Forgotten Natives, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
Jay Selby's, an airy plant-based cafe serving up American classics, nestled in the heart of St. Paul in the historic Cathedral Hill neighborhood at 169 Victoria Street. Jay Selby's serves great plant-based food and only plant-based foods where customer service is a priority, great food a tradition, and a comfortable, cool space for like-minded people to gather and enjoy a sustainable, environmentally friendly, and compassionate meal. As the Star Tribune writes, Jay Selby's is an innovative vegan restaurant that does a spot-on Big Mac. It's a good day for good food.
While I'm pregnant, I can keep our baby safe by not drinking, smoking, or using drugs, But how are we going to keep her safe after she's born?
When I grow up, I look forward to dancing in powwows, going to college, and being successful. But I don't want to be one of three American Indian women to be raped or sexually assaulted in her lifetime.
As relatives and friends of Native women, it is our responsibility to stand up and speak out for every woman's right to be safe in her home and the community.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
When we go out to browse for books and grab something to eat, Moon Palace Books is where we go.
This unique bookstore is located at 3032 Minnehaha Avenue in Minneapolis, just minutes from St. Paul.
A great place to find one-of-a-kind books, cards, and great gifts.
Geek Love Cafe at Moon Palace Books has cold-pressed coffee, pizza, salads.
Local, organic, fair trade, vegan, carnivore options.
Beer and wine.
Community and performance room.
Great parking.
What are we waiting for? Let's go to
Moon Palace Books, 3032 Minnehaha Avenue, Minneapolis.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today will be sunny with a high near 64. Tonight's mostly clear with a low around 48. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high near 71. Monday, partly sunny with a high near 73. And Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 62. Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens is Minnesota's first green cemetery with a passion and dedication to celebrating life and protecting our environment. Ashes can be buried in an urn with seedlings, ultimately coming back to life as a glorious tree. More information at mngreengraves.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Jay Selby's, voted 2018's best vegan restaurant by City Pages. Also, Mag Mechanical, on time, on budget, HVAC needs, and Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Can we go to Jay Selby's after this?
We can.
All right, sweet. Hey, I want to welcome Pini Gigi to James Cross for being with us. There's a lot of breaking news at the A Wall of Forgotten Natives, and we want to ask James a few questions. We were talking during the break. Welcome back, James. Wendy's got a couple questions here that I thought would be awesome to ask.
James, you know, just the last couple of days, it has rained almost record amounts of water. What have these people been doing, and how are they staying dry?
Well, we had a lot of blankets out there, so we're changing blankets today. What we're trying to do is keep the moldy blankets, all the wet stuff out of here. We got clothes drives going, so we can change clothes and throw all of that stuff away when the trash comes in the morning. What we're trying to do is make sure that the tents are wrapped right or with the tarps. Make sure we're out there trying to make sure that they know how to keep their stuff in their, you know, the plastic containers. But we're also making sure that Minnesota Indian Women Resources is going to be a temporary emergency place where if it rains again in storms, mm-hmm. we got that. Or we got American Indian American OIC that's stepping up.
Oh,
you know, we tried to get Little Earth and American Indian Center involved last night, but it didn't go through. But it's really showing people that are really about the heart and really about the people are stepping in and making sure they're hearing what our people need and stepping up. So it's a pleasure.
So that's awesome. So, like, from a month from now, the buildings will be torn down on this land, on this vacant land, 1.5 acres, I read. So, yep. Will you have longhouses there or wigwams?
No, no. Whatever we need to get, we'll definitely have it. Mm-hmm. That's why we're going to be in conversation tomorrow with them. And make sure that they know the Natives Against Heroin has been out there from day one,
mm-hmm.
and we should still be in that program to help these people at the Wall of Forgotten Natives. Because we understand just because they're moving doesn't mean their behaviors are going to stay at the camp, right?
Right.
So we built a relationship with our relatives that are held accountable. We've been doing helping with the ODs.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing the dope dealers out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And we know we can't do it all, but we can do it, and we know what we have to do. And I think that they have to respect that and understand that we put in the work and we deserve a place in this program.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So what do they need now? Let's give a shout-out to people that want to bring stuff out there. What do our people need now?
Well, what we're saying is we got a teepee that's going with the fire in there for the kids or the elders that get cold.
Mm-hmm.
So we need some wood. What we're saying is we need big tarps, not 5x7s. We need tarps that are going to cover, 10-man tents,
mm-hmm.
and all the tents so that we, and probably some mats, those woven plastic mats so that all the stuff don't get wet. But also to remember the cold is coming, and it's already cold in the morning, so coats, blankets, sleeping bags, hats and gloves, you know, and if they want to donate food for meals, you know, we're looking for hamburgers, wieners, noodles, stuff we can make soups out of, mm-hmm. and keep them fed.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yes, yes. But, we have to make sure that the relatives' needs are met, not their wants, but their needs, right?
Right.
Just like we need to eat every day, need to sleep, right? Need to make sure that we're dry and we're blessed for having what we have, a roof over our head.
Oh, amen to that. And I think one of the things that we forget about, too, is socks. People need socks.
Yeah, socks, yep.
Feet wet. Everybody needs socks, dry socks.
Yeah, socks, shoes, It's coming, so we got to prepare ourselves and make sure that everything's covered for these relatives.
Yeah, and you're there now, is that correct, James?
No, I ain't there now. I just left to make sure I can have this conversation.
Okay.
And
okay, awesome.
Then,
you mentioned dryers a little while ago, that they were putting their clothes in the dryers. Where are the dryers? Are you just going to the laundry?
Well, that's what we need. No, or? We that's what we need to start, mm-hmm. looking at when we get that new facility.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make sure they have washers and dryers.
Yeah.
Right now we're just trying to trade their clothes for other clothes that are donated, or trade their blankets or sleeping bags and give them what they put in it and
mm-hmm.
give it back to them so they don't feel they lost.
Yeah.
So, James, what is
we know what blankets do to our people.
Oh, yeah. So, James, what is the youngest person and the oldest person's age?
I'd say the youngest person is 5 months. Oh. 5 months. And the oldest person is, I believe, in their 70s. Yeah.
Mm. And, again, we're here with James Cross of Natives Against Heroin, and we're talking about the Wall of Forgotten Natives in Minneapolis. And for people that are watching us on Facebook Live, this is a thing that's been happening nationally. We have people stepping up, like Natives Against Heroin and other groups that are coming out and bringing food and shelter to our Native people. And now Red Lake, I believe, has offered to donate some land.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, all those rides are behind us. We have to always understand it's a we program process.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to understand we have to stay humble. There's same goods for all those people that are coming out there and help. Oh. Donations, spending time out there. We got the city of Minneapolis is doing a great job with the garbage. They're coming out 2 times a day now, and they're going to be coming out Saturday and Sunday. And then we got Devo. We got White Earth Substance Treatment Program that's doing Rule 25. Devo's doing housing. They've got a GHR funding for 16 people that don't have to go through the regular process. So we'll be dealing with that Monday, trying to get some families in there or people in there. We got Southside Harm Reduction. We got all the harm reduction people out there, so it's great. We got Brett that's out there all the time. And, you know, even special people like yourself that's bringing in, making sure that our people got their needs. I mean, there's so many people on the list. I just want to say miigwech to everybody that's been out there donating or putting in time to help us at the camp.
Right. And it's hard. It's hard, too, because when you get tired and worn down, you can get to the dark side and wonder where the other people are that need to be out there helping, or why there's empty buildings. But to keep it positive like you just did is admirable, because I know you're there all the time, and it can be just standing up that long can be tiring to an old man like me.
Oh, definitely. But, you know, with the guide of the Creator and the prayers and the smiles on and the laughter from the people at the wall, it gives you that energy to keep going and make sure that, you know, this movement is recognized, because we're doing that work, great work, and we got a lot of support out there from people around Turtle Island. So that's a plus, and everybody's watching us. So we got to continue to make sure that we're strong and that we're taking care of ourselves with our medicines and our prayers, and, you know, having a meeting today and making sure everybody's all right. And we got to make sure that we always remember, take time for yourself, because if you ain't strong, you can't help the people.
Right. That's right. If you're not taking care of yourself, that's number one you learn in recovery. You have to give it away to keep it, but you also have to have it to give it away. And, you know, one of the things, too, that I always hear, and I'm a person of recovery of 34 years, is that these people can't change. And you and I both know from our own changing that people can change, and we're always changing.
Oh, yeah, it's never too late to mend, right? But it's also that it's not our way to think like that. You know, that's that other way to think. We have to think that everybody can change, and that we just need to give them a hand hands up and guide them to those programs that are designed to help out people, because everybody wants to change. Everybody don't want to stay on the ground and suffer.
Right. And I think one of the things that I learned early in recovery is that you're always changing, so you might as well change to the positive or the good, because we're always in change mode, and then take a right instead of a left, and keep on keeping. And, you know, I know you've done that. If people aren't familiar with you, you've had a sordid past like a lot of us, but I think you understand people now more because of your experience of your past.
Oh, definitely. You know, when we probably were changing back then, and there wasn't a lot of support out here. Today we got, you know, Neighbors Against Heroin that support our relatives wherever they're at in life and whatever their problems are in their life, and try to help them the best way we can to the services they're providing in our community. Because we're building relationships, so they have trust. As Native people, we don't trust a lot of people, especially when you're in addiction, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, this is a little bit off subject, James, but you're saying miigwech. And could you tell our listening audience what that means and what language it is?
Miigwech just means miigwech. Thank you and Anishinaabe.
Okay, cool.
Ojibwe.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And you also say buju.
Buju means hello.
Hello.
It's a greeting, yeah. It's a greeting.
It kind of sounds French.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we say, go ahead, Choco, what do we say?
We say pinigigi.
Who?
And that's Ho-Chan.
James knows what that pinigigi means on that one.
And Curtis is our Choco, and he's our elder of our family, the McKee family here in Minnesota, and we appreciate him. He's named a lot of people, including my daughters and Mahinu and Wehu and myself and my
elder.
And me.
Yeah.
So,
great grandpa right there.
Who?
James. What is your native name?
My name is Manaduanaquat, Spirit Cloud.
Nice. I think you mentioned that last time when you were on the show.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful name.
Strong.
That's why I stand in the rain with the people.
That's awesome. Yeah, so
I believe where our people is, I have to be out there.
Yeah, so across the street there were those big giant tents with like showers and stuff out there. Is that still there, and is that people still being able to
use that? Yeah,
it's
still there, you know, but it's getting cold, and at the end of the month it's probably going to be gone, I think.
Yeah.
So we have to come up with a different way of doing it, but it's still there, and the resources are still there, you know, so we say miigwech for that to be over there, because I just know how it is every morning that I have to take a shower.
Right.
It just helps me to get in my day, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
So one last thing here. We've got a minute left. James, let's just give a shout-out to what you guys need out there now at the Wall of Forgotten Natives.
Let's go from head to toe. We need hats, gloves, warm coats, shoes, socks, big tarps, firewood, and you know, any money that we can get for Natives Against Heroin, that always goes to the peoples for lunches, meals, and whatever we can have to get out there.
Yeah, and I'd like to remind people too, if you're going to bring stuff, make sure it's clean and it's in good condition, and if you would wear it, then bring it. If you wouldn't wear it, throw it in the garbage.
Right. Thank you.
That's a good one. All right, Pini Gigi, for all you do, James Cross. We've just had James Cross from Natives Against Heroin. He's out there running the Wall of Forgotten Natives, and we have some good news about some new land and 11 tribes stepping it up. So you're listening to Native. you're listening to
Native Roots Radio. I'm awake.
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org or find us on Facebook at MN350. Building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Jay Selby's, an airy plant-based cafe serving up American classics, nestled in the heart of St. Paul in the historic Cathedral Hill neighborhood at 169 Victoria Street. Jay Selby's serves great plant-based food and only plant-based foods, where customer service is a priority, great food a tradition, and a comfortable, cool space for like-minded people to gather and enjoy a sustainable, environmentally friendly, and compassionate meal. As the Star Tribune writes, Jay Selby's is an innovative vegan restaurant that does a spot-on Big Mac. It's a good day for good food.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Genocide, lost language, rape, isolation, colonization, assault, disease and torture, school, lost family, abuse, relocation, lost customs, allotments, hate, reservation. Fear.
History has taken its toll on our families. Our fathers and grandfathers, our mothers, our grandmothers, they didn't deserve to be raped and abused. I don't deserve to be raped and abused. Today I walk with pride. I'm reclaiming my body, my heritage, and traditional customs that value all living things. I'm learning healthy boundaries, and I stand with Minnesota Indian women to end sexual violence. Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakanja Hade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Solar Bear, solar power from Minnesota. Visit solarbear.earth and Ho-Chunk Nation, the people with the sacred voice.
You know, this is one of my top four favorite segments of the show. I want to welcome Choka Curtis. Can you tell us your name and what's on your mind?
Aho, Pinagigi, Chuske, and Chujunk. Love to see you guys again. And my name is Moshke Hanajinga. I walk on a white cloud. My colonized name is Curtis West, and I got to say hi to my baby girl, Kim. And I got to say ha-ho to all my family and relatives and friends in Four Directions. You know, I pray all is well, you know, how we do that every week. And my Chuske here cuts me loose for a little shout-out and birthdays and events and things like that. So I'm going to go ahead and hurry up before he cuts me off. And anyway, I'm going to give some happy birthdays out there. The one and only happy birthday to the one and only Shannon Rave, you know, United States Marine Corps vet, you know. So happy birthday there, Shannon.
And thank you for serving as well.
Another friend and relative of ours, an important guy, we'd like to say happy birthday to Robert Two Bears.
Oh.
And another one, too, is a good friend of ours and helping on one of our sponsors here for Howling for Wolves. And we'd like to wish Shirley Wolf a very happy birthday.
Oh, Shirley, hi. Happy birthday. You. We do miss you.
If you're listening, Shirley, we want you to come to the gala for MN350. So I'll be sending you an email in the next 24 hours.
We know you're listening, Shirley. So ha-ho, happy birthday to you. And a good friend of mine, too, I'm going to say happy birthday to 88. He's a high school football friend of mine that we went and took the city championship with from. But anyway, happy birthday, Greg Ramirez. And another friend of ours, too, and I know Robert was going to beat me to the punch on this happy birthday, was happy birthday to Linda Thompson.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to her. And then another special shout out from her honor, the judge, Mary Jo Hunter. Her grandbaby, I don't know if I'm saying her name right, but Milan, but I know that they call her Lala. So happy birthday, Lala. And the other one we're going to give a shout out to all the way down to Lynchburg, Tennessee, to one of my little Chujunks down there, Greenlee Ward. Happy birthday to her, you know. And a new happy birthday who he's only about 48 hours old, so down in Iowa, his name's Elliot Colton. So happy birthday to little Elliot. And I'd like to go into the elders section too. You know, there's a, like I always say, there's a, I might be an elder, but there's a couple people a few minutes older than me, so I'm gonna say happy birthday to them. So first one is to my son Curtis's Ma Rose. Happy birthday down there, way down in North Carolina. So and another one is a good friend of ours, and I'm not going to say how old she is because I don't want her mad at me, but happy birthday to Libby Fairchild.
Oh, I know how old she is.
Oh, I don't want to know.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, and then another one down there in God's country is Georgia Lone Tree and Beatrice Brown and Herman DeCora. And like I said, we're going to give another special shout out to a good candidate, Sharice Davids.
Did you see that she's like ahead in the polls?
Yeah, she's in ahead. She's going to be a Ho-Chunk member too, so that's a plus. And anyway, the other we want to give a special you know, condolences and prayers to a friend of ours and Crystal Moose's Junior Trejo's father walked on, Louis Trejo Sr., and he walked on. So condolences from Native Roots Radio, you know. So and another shout out too is all the, you know, we asked for support and stuff, you know, for all our brothers and sisters and little ones over there at the Wall of Forgotten Natives, you know. And we want to, you know, you know, come out, and like we had him on there earlier, and he knows what he needs for the peoples over there. So please, you know, if you can find it in your heart, you know, come on out there and help him out with that. And the other shout out, I never like to forget about my brother. I owe him a lot, and his name's Barry Hand. I always say hello to Barry. And the only one other things I got for you too is I got some events coming up, and the language class. I just talked to Stephanie up there at the branch office at. The beginners classes are going to change from Tuesday to Monday at 5:30, and advanced will be still on Thursday at 6 o'clock at the branch office. And like we always say, you know, if you can bring something to share, or if not, bring a feedback, because there's going to be plenty of food. You know, we always say that. You know, but and then another thing that coming up is on October 6th and 7th, it's Indigenous People's Day Festival. Saturday it starts at 11, on Sunday it starts at 5, but that's a Native American Community Institute. It's at 1414 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, and it said all my relations will be hosting awareness and provide education of Native American arts. And they say the headliner, the act will be the one and only Superman.
Yeah, and we had him on the radio show, and to our affiliates, we play some of his music in between.
He puts on an awesome show, Chushke. And then one of the keynote speakers, too, we'd like to give her a shout-out, too, will be Crystal Norcross. And she'll be one of the keynote speakers on there. And the other thing that's coming up, too, Chushke reminded me of this, it's coming up on October 8th. It's going to be at Augsburg College. It's going to be the Eagle and Condor from Standing Rock Reservation. That's going to be in Minneapolis, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and that's going to be, it starts at 6 with a reception.
So. Yeah, that's a documentary that they'll be playing over there.
Cool. Hey, Dagok, do you have any elder saying or a gaga or a special
just
saying?
Yeah, I just so happen to do it, Junk. I just
awesome.
Happen to
good.
But anyway, this one's kind of a elder saying, but it's kind of, I feel it's kind of a prayer also with it. But it kind of hit me today when I read this. It said, Great Spirit, teach me the path of forgiveness. Teach me the courage to forgive. Treat me to let go. Give me a forgiving heart.
That's a good one.
Really nice one. You always have these very beautiful sayings.
So one of the things too that's happening right now, and again we play at different times at different stations, but September 22nd and the 23rd, up at the Headwaters, there's a Protecting our Sacred Water, a big gathering up there. I won't be able to make it, but it's Saturday and Sunday, and they have a lot of things going on. They have tours of where the pipelines are going and all the things, and there's a lot of people up there, a lot of people speaking. I know Nina Berglund will be up there speaking one day, and I know Nolan's up there, a former student and student of mine, and so it's a big thing up there. There'll be a lot of things going up there in Itasca.
And like also too, like Chushka just said, that we're on different times and things like that. But there's another nice thing coming on this weekend up there in Wabasha, Minnesota. It's at the Eagle Ski Center up there in Wabasha. But you're going to have Native Pride dancers, Larry Yazzie and crew.
Cool. Right, and then if you're listening to this today, Saturday, there's a powwow down in Mankato. I'll be there. Dancing a little bit, well, with my good leg.
Ha-hoo.
I would like to end with these thoughts. If you're listening to this show, you are the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coop Crow, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake, and I've been your host, Robert Pilot. The revolution is kicking into high gear, and I would like to thank our listening audience and James Cross, Wendy Pilot, and Choka Curtis. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
We are awake.